Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the magazine I Love English World. On it, you'll hear some articles from our January issue, including a report on life on board the International Space Station, and a look at the two winners of 2018's Nobel Peace Prize, both fighting the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. But first, a brief bio of iconic New York artist Jean-Michel Basquiat, the subject of a new exhibition in Paris this month, and a recent documentary film, Basquiat.
American Graffiti. Basquiat, 1960 to 1988, first gained attention as a graffiti artist, bombing New York with enigmatic phrases under the name Samo in the late 70s. In the 80s, he turned to painting, his bold graffitied aesthetic soon finding its way into Manhattan's most exclusive galleries. But as his career skyrocketed, so did his consumption of drugs. He died, aged 27, of a heroin overdose.
Turbulent childhood. Half Puerto Rican, half Haitian, Basquiat came from a cultured and educated background, but his childhood was a sad one. His parents separated when he was young, and his mother, who encouraged his love of art by taking him to art museums when he was a boy, was committed to a psychiatric hospital when he was 13. He left home at age 17, living on the streets or with friends and selling his artwork to survive.
Recurring symbols. Although Basquiat filled his work with recurring symbols, his crown is his best known. It tops figures he respected or admired, notably African-American historical figures, including jazz musicians, sports personalities, and writers. Racial identity and injustice was one of his key themes.
Expensive artist. Basquiat's career was short but prolific. He left over 1,000 paintings and 2,000 drawings, all delivered in his fierce yet childlike style. His 1982 painting, Untitled, with its skull, another recurring motif, sold for $110.5 million in 2017, the highest price paid for an American artist at auction.